So that's what you should do. You better complain now for voting, so all of us people who are blind
like
can
vote. Jim said, don't wait till the day after. You know, take care of it now. What county did you vote in, Sherry?
Orange.
Orange County.
Yes, and I went to the Supervisor of Elections office, and did if you? They don't know what to do, they're in real trouble. But they did a great job. So.
Well, Lake County, where I live, is...
Okay, I believe we're going to break.
They're beside themselves. They don't know.
Why don't you... You should call them this week, Michael, and see if they've got their act together.
Yeah.
I really think you should do that. So we're going to the top of the hour, Chris?
Top of the hour.
Top of the hour.
We're going to the top of the hour. Right. See you on the other side of the break. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. We will be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
To 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/career for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free. Gaming app will teach you the Tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We are live in Orlando, Florida, and we are on the second hour of the radio show. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
All righty.
Right now, we have a guest calling in all the way from Denmark.
That's right. We have Hans Jørgen Weiberg, who is the founder of Be My Eyes. We've had Alexander on previously, and now we have the founder, Hans. Welcome.
Hans, welcome, Hans.
Thank you so much.
Sorry to wake you in the middle of the night.
Did we keep you up?
That's okay.
And we'd like to introduce you to our guest host tonight, Sherry Brunn.
Hi, Hans. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I use Be My Eyes all the time.
There you go.
And
okay,
I love
that's great.
It. It's a great, great app, and you guys are great. I've even gotten my friends and my daughter and my family to volunteer. So it's wonderful. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Would you please tell us? We kept you up, so tell us some things
right.
about Be My Eyes.
Especially for our new listeners that tune in every week. They would like to know more about Be My Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can briefly describe Be My Eyes.
That's
and
fine.
It's an app for smartphones, and you basically make a live video connection between a blind person and a sighted volunteer. So if you are in your kitchen and you need to see what's in this can you have in your hand, you can use Be My Eyes, and then we will find a volunteer specifically for you that will help you. And the most amazing thing is that we now, as Alexander mentioned last time, we now have more than 1.5 million volunteers all over the world. And we have 90,000 blind people signed up using Be My Eyes. So we are pretty excited about it. And what I have been super into lately is that we have now 183 different languages. So it's not only in the U.S.
Wow.
It is really a truly international app that is being used in Indonesia and Japan and China and all kinds of places that I have no idea what they are talking about, but I can see they made the connection. So.
Hans, I have a question. What inspired you to found this particular app, to get involved?
Well, I am visually impaired myself.
Okay.
I have a tunnel vision, and I have been longtime member of the Danish Blind Association, and also been working for them and being a member of our national board and so on. So I've been into this blind community in Denmark for almost 20 years. So in that sense, I know from myself. I still have a little rest of sight, but I'm slowly going blind, and of course I know a lot of blind people, so I kind of knew that there was a need for this, and I also knew that it was possible to do it, so that kind of made me do it. So
now we have to get you a lot of more blind people using the app. That's what we have to do. Get up.
You have a lot of volunteers. You need more people
exactly.
to use it.
Exactly, more people using the app.
Sometimes I joke about that you can only become a volunteer if you bring a blind person.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
So, Sherry, you said you had a
Hans,
story.
Hans, I have a strange and funny Be My Eyes story to tell you. I don't think anybody but me has ever asked a Be My Eyes volunteer to do this. So I'm going to tell you. When I in the last few months of my guide dog's life, sometimes she didn't make it outside to do her business. And I was going out that day, and I had stuff to do, and I knew she made a mess. I could smell it. I could not find it.
Oh, my God.
And I said, what the heck? I have to clean this up. So I called Be My Eyes.
I think it's terrific.
And the nicest person on the other end, I said, you have never probably been asked to do this, but you need to help me find my dog's accident. She pooped. I've got to clean it up. And they were so nice helping me look for it, and we found
great.
It, and I was able to get it. But I was embarrassed, but I was so glad you guys were there, because I had no one there to help me find it.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you should have been embarrassed. I think that's great, and that's what they're there for.
It was awesome.
And the volunteer can be happy about that the technology cannot bring the smell around. So.
Right. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
That's funny.
But what did,
well,
did you actually design the app, or did you have people do it, you know, for you? Did you know engineer type people or?
I am a non-tech person whatsoever. So I had the idea, and I knew it was possible to do it, but I have no clue how to do any coding or anything. So I absolutely had to. And maybe the most important thing for me has been that I was able to get other people involved in this.
Yes.
Because, with the skills or lack of skills that I have, I really needed other people. And it's also, for me at least, it has been a tremendous experience to have this group of people around the idea. And I can say for sure that if those people had not been there, there wouldn't be any Be My Eyes. So for me, it's been crucial to have the team around it, and those people knew other people that we could hire in and so on and help us raise the money and all that stuff. And I would never have been able to do this myself. So I've been so happy about having this team around the idea that has been a strong believer in this idea from the beginning.
And what you're doing is what Michael always talks about, that we consider our show the bridge between the sighted and the blind and visually impaired community, and that's what you've done worldwide. You're bringing people together, the blind and the sighted.
We get about 1,000 emails a month.
Oh, wow.
So it's and many of those emails are from volunteers, and they have their first experience really helping a blind, many of them. We also get a lot of emails from people telling them that they are so happy that they can sign up for this service because their grandmother or their uncle or someone were visually impaired, so now they feel they can kind of use the experience they had a long time ago and so on. So it's kind of a mix that many volunteers are kind of in some kind of personal relation. And other people have just heard about from Facebook or something, and they are super excited about this first time interaction with a blind person. So,
And Hans, now you have a part of your app where you can call and actually get technological help, correct?
Yeah. It's there's a number of reasons for that. The first reason is that we, as you know, Be My Eyes is a free app. And we have decided quite from the beginning that it should be a free app, because we want to help blind people all over the world, also in India and Africa, where most blind people live. And they cannot afford to pay like $10 a month or anything. So we decided that if it was at all possible, it should be a free app. But we still have some expenses to pay. So we came up with this idea to make this section that we call Specialized Help, where you can call a company. And the first company we have partnered with is Microsoft. And so we help Microsoft help their blind customers. So you can use Be My Eyes, and then you can call the Microsoft support directly, and you can get the help from them if you have an issue with a Microsoft product. And the other good thing is that Microsoft is paying Be My Eyes a monthly fee, so we can help them help their blind customers. And hey, we hope to expand this service to a number of other companies.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Hans, listen, we have a caller that wants to speak with you all the way from Valley Forge, I believe Pennsylvania, our friend okay. Robert. Robert, are you there?
Hi, Robert.
I'm here.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Me,
how you doing?
Hi,
Robert. I turned my computer down. I'm not sure if you just answered the question I was going to ask you. I was curious how this whole process is funded, being it's such a massive endeavor that you folks are doing. Is there advertising in the app that I'm not seeing, or?
It's a very good question. It's kind of a long story, but when I came up with this idea back in 2012, we didn't have a business plan, so we managed to raise $300,000 from one of the biggest foundations in Denmark, kind of to test it out and see if it was something that was possible to do, because no one had done anything like this before, this crowdsourcing of help in the way that we did it. And that was kind of the beginning, and then later on we have got some investors who kind of have a more patient way of investing. And now we have made this business plan with the solution that we have made with the Microsoft and hopefully a number of other companies. So
these companies are giving you money to help keep this going?
Yeah. Microsoft is paying Be My Eyes a monthly fee. So we help them help their blind customers. And this is what I, as a visually impaired person, also like very much about it is that now Microsoft actually get information directly from their blind users. What are the issues with their product? Hopefully Microsoft will take this opportunity and improve some of their product where it is possible to do that. And we hope to. Yeah, make the same deal with a whole bunch of other companies relevant for blind people.
I have to let you know, I really appreciate your product because my computer went down with a virus earlier this week. And with the Be My Eyes help, I was able to race the computer, put the operating system back in, and I had another working computer within an hour of getting the process started. I didn't have to go beg family or friends come visit and help me do it. I was, and
that's
it just
wonderful.
Made me feel so darn good. I could do it with a little bit of help from your sighted volunteers.
Terrific.
Also, keep up the great work.
If I may,
thank you, Robert, for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. One kind of the funny thing is that you can call your brother or sister or something like that, and in one way do exactly the same thing that you do with Be My Eyes, but it is just a completely different feeling when you're using Be My Eyes, because you don't feel that you are asking for help, because you know the volunteer, they 100% sure the volunteer who is picking up the call is willing to help you, because that's the only reason why they signed up, and that's the only reason why they take exactly this call. So you will never call someone who says, oh, I don't have the time today or something like that.
Right. And they say, hurry up and get it over with.
Yeah.
But I also have had fun because I usually ask where the volunteer is. So I've talked to people in Turkey and I've talked to people in France, and it's amazing. It's such a great app.
Well, before we go, Hans, can you tell us we asked Alexander, can you tell us one or two of your favorite stories, favorite incidents?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love to. It's one that I got in an email from, it was a lady in Washington, D.C. She was going to sing in her choir, and she needed to have a pair of black shoes. So he was using Be My Eye to find her black shoes.
Oh.
And when she made the call, this lady in Ireland picked up. And then she said, I'm going to sing in my choir. Are you singing in a choir? I'm also singing in a choir.
Oh, they made friends.
And then they forgot all about the black shoes. what are you singing and what are they singing?
Oh, wow,
and so
that's
on.
Great.
And finally they got back to the black shoes. And the call ended with, because the lady in Ireland, she was in the middle of the choir rehearsal.
Recital,
and so
yeah.
The choir in Ireland was singing for the lady in Washington across the Atlantic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She was just so excited about this experience, so she wrote a very long email to me telling about it. So that's kind of my favorite story.
People are making friends all over the world because of Be My Eyes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Thank you very much for coming.
I'm
going to
let you go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Thanks for calling
in. Thank
you, Hans. It was very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Jerry, right. I loved your story.
I believe we're going to
Only
break.
I would love you.
Oh,
we're going to break. Too. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? I got a solution for you. Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in anywhere using our iOS or Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, you can call us at 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Or you can visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. That is www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, abode.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers and push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface. Your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now I want to talk about, well, something that's very important to me. I don't know if it's important to you, because it seems a lot of people don't really care about it, but they should.
We were just talking.
It's called Medical Care Alert. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to listen to this, because to me, when Lynn and I went after this advertiser, we went after them big time, because I thought it was very important to the sighted community as well as the blind community. Anyone, especially who's single, who lives alone, should take this up. And this is no joke. What it is, it's something you can put around your, like a bracelet around your wrist, or you can around around your neck. It's not heavy at all. It's also, Lynn said it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
What it is, all you have to do is push a button. If you fall down, if you get hurt, you can also use it if you're lost. So people will come to help you. And there's a lot of companies out there that have a similar situation. But Lynn told me all about this company because five stars, they're big with the blind community. And not only that, it's one of our sponsors with the blind community, and they want to help the blind folks. And they're saying right now, if you call in right now, they'll give you 5% off.
Right, just promo code radio.
All you have to say, promo code radio, they'll give you 5% off. Now, if you live alone, if you're single, and you don't do it, well, then you don't care about yourself or anybody that you loves you. Because the point being is, if you fall down, now we know a few people that have died. Yes, they lived alone. Nobody came to them, and they just died. And if they would have had this bracelet when they were falling down or they had a heart attack and they just pushed this button as they were going to push a button, that's it. The odds are they might have lived because somebody would have come quick. But in a couple of minutes, they would have, somebody would have come, not find them dead 2 days later or the next day later. So the point is, you had a situation, didn't you,
yes,
where you saved Don's life by calling? Yeah. But if you didn't call, he'd be dead.
Yes.
Don Wilkerson, right?
Yes.
So the point is, Don should have a bracelet on. And most people should have, you, Sheila, should have a bracelet on.
Sherry.
Most people who
Sherry,
are single, Sherry, what I say?
Sheila, but that's
Sheila.
Okay.
Sheila,
I'm
honored.
Sheila too should have it.
It's all in the family.
I'm
it's
honored.
All in the family. Sherry, you should have a bracelet.
And now they have a unit that you just stick onto the tile in your shower, and it's got a giant button that you can't miss the button. And you just push it. It's waterproof, and that'll give you the same results.
I know. Yeah. If I didn't live with Lynn, I would definitely have it myself. That's a definite.
Well, everybody always thinks, that's nice. Nice commercial. Nice message, Michael, but it's not going to happen to me. That's what it is.
It's wrong. I lost my mom 17 years ago, and she died of what they said was a heart attack, and my niece climbed in through the window and found her hours after she had died. And she, if she'd have had something like that, she might have lived.
Right.
Really sad.
Well, let me give you the phone number for Medical Care Alert.
So
get on the phone already and call 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033, or just visit medicalcarealert.com and you can call them. If you can't remember the number, get the number.
And don't forget
website.
To say promo code
radio,
and they'll give you 5% off when you say
right.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. By the way, anything that you're listening to today, you go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right,
if you missed any part of the show, if you think that you want to look it up our website, and if you missed last week's show or the week's show before, it's all there. Well, last week's show is not there because...
That's for sure. Chris
that
doesn't want
fiasco.
To talk about it.
Yeah. But all the shows are there in the past. If you go to our website, it's all there. And if you want to visit an advertiser or a sponsor, they're all there too. So go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, and also, if you want to write to us, anything you have to say, you want to write a PSA, anywhere you're at, you want to write about it, tell us something, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you write to us. And I'll promise you right now, you write to us within 24, the latest 48 hours, we have written back. We'll speak to you.
Michael, speaking about PSAs, the Lighthouse Central Florida has a really important PSA. They have a job announcement. It's quite lengthy, the announcement, but I'm going to try to just pick out the most important things. And if you have any questions, then you can always call them at 407-898-2483. And what it is, they have a job announcement, an opening for a contract closeout specialist. And it says, quote, are you legally blind and seeking an exciting new career opportunity? Well, Lighthouse Works, located in Orlando, Florida, is seeking a talented, highly motivated, legally blind candidate to join their team as a full-time contract closeout specialist. And this position is part of a contract management service operation. And let's see, some of the details. You would work as part of a team to perform day-to-day operations necessary to prepare federal government contracts to be closed out. So when the contract comes in, it's your responsibility to, you know, contact the agencies, the manufacturers, and just prepare the closeout documents for the contracting officer, et cetera, et cetera. But you must be legally blind with some vision, and you must be a U.S. citizen. And they prefer that you have a BS or BA. but applicants will also be considered with a two-year degree, an equivalent of on-the-job training and work experience. And, of course, you must be proficient on the computer and use JAWS, et cetera. So if you have any questions, call Lighthouse Central Florida, 407-898-2483. It's quite a job, and it has a lot of benefits. A lot of benefits.
All right, now it's time for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. No, this is not
this
trivia.
This is not the trivia, but that's okay. Let him play it.
This is not trivia, but you can play it. That's, this is...
Justin.
This is the
memory
famous...
Of
the
yeah.
Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Tribute to Aretha Franklin, who passed away. Well, actually, now it's 10 days ago that she passed away. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
Chris, we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break
when
or do tribute?
When we come back, well, and we're also, when we come back, we're going to listen to acute audio that was produced by the founder of Dancing Dots, Bill McCann. So that'll be fun, too.
Right back. Don't go away, and then we'll go back with tribute. Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
National Braille Press encourages Braille literacy for all ages. They have developed the B2G, an Android device with a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. This device is fully independent and works as both a portable, simple computer and note taker. And if you're in the market for the most affordable smart Braille display, check out the Braille Me from Innovision. It can connect by Bluetooth to iOS or Android devices or a computer to download books and information onto an SD card. This new technology and low-cost device makes refreshable Braille available to everyone. A unique magnetic force raises and lowers the Braille cells, making it durable and long-lasting. Don't be overwhelmed by technology. Learn more at National Braille Press. Call 617-266-6160. That's 617-266-6160. Or visit us at www.nbp.org.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The six-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info at logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We're going right now to trivia. This group has been around for a lot of years. They had some very big hits. This song was their biggest hit back in the 50s, late 50s, and they're known for this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Okay, who's the group? This group was big in the 50s and 60s. And for those who ever watched it's called Time Life. They play a lot of old songs, and it's a great show if you want to listen to something. You ever listen to that, Sherry? Time Life?
Sometimes, yes.
And they play old, and this group's always there. One of the big doo-wop groups of its time. They're still around. They're still performing. And if you go to Vegas, they're there. And it's a big group. Okay? I'll give you a hint.
I got the hint. One of them is little.
That's right. You're right. That's right. That's the first.
What were you going to say, Sherry?
Okay, that was a big hint.
I know who it is now.
Yeah, I was going to say the opposite of big.
The other one is tiny.
While we're waiting, Sherry, why don't you tell us your message?
407-894-1680. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, I just want to remind you guys that I'm a marketer for National Federation of the Blind of Florida Newsline, and it's a service where you can listen to magazines, 14 Florida newspapers, international and national magazines. You can go to do a job search. Monster.com is on there, which is a job site.
Oh.
There are ads. Walmart has their ads, and Target has their ads, and it's all free. You can listen over the phone. You can listen on your computer. You can listen on your little talking book device like your Victor Reader Stream, and it's totally free. If you want to sign up, all you have to do is call 844-827-7371, and it will direct you to me or one of the other marketers, and we will sign you up. So I hope all of you will give it a chance and join it. I joined because you can get the TV schedules, and I was tired of missing shows. So that's why I got on Newsline many years ago. So I want to encourage you guys to call up and let's sign up some members and tell me that you heard about it on Blind and Beyond. Thanks.
All right.
Alrighty. I want to take a trip. And this trip where I want to go is down the I-4 corridor over to 75 to Clearwater, Florida. Let's talk to our good friend, Eugene from Clearwater.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Mike, Lynn. Hey, how y'all doing there?
All right. Say hi to Sherry.
All right.
Hey, Eugene.
Well, I would say it's the one and only Little Anthony and the Imperials.
You're right. All Little right. Anthony and the Imperials. Yay. That's right. Right. You got it.
Yeah, only one group can sound like that.
That's right.
That's well, it. Yeah.
You
so
just,
how's everything going over
good.
There?
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. All right.
Glad you're out there listening, Eugene. That's
yep,
very nice.
I've got a few of our members of our council listening to you.
All right.
That's nice.
Right. Terrific.
Yeah. See, it pays to listen to. If you call in and if a trivia, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks, Eugene.
What's, while we have you on the phone, what's going on out there with your organization?
Well, we just got through having a pizza party auction this month. And our next event is our White Cane Walk and Low Vision Expo, which Greg is going to be bringing you some information on that.
Okay.
And yeah, we got
good.
That in October.
Oh, so does that mean Greg's definitely coming? Hey, Greg, are you really coming? He had to get a ride. I know that. Yeah. So hopefully he'll come.
Okay.
All
thanks
right.
for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Eugene.
I'll take care.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Well, that's cool. He got the answer.
Yeah. Well, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Yeah. Great group. Little Anthony Imperials. What's this? For those that didn't hear us last week, August 16th, I guess you'd say for people dying the terrible day, August 16th, she died on August 16th, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. The King of Rock and Roll died on August 16th. His name was Elvis Presley. He died on August 16th. George Herman Ruth, who otherwise known as Babe Ruth, in baseball, Babe Ruth. He died on August 16th.
And today, Neil Simon died. 91 years old, master
wow.
of comedy, Broadway master of comedy.
He died yesterday. Senator John McCain
crazy.
Died. So if you're missing the terrible news lately between Mr. Simon was the playwright. Produce a lot of great shows.
Yeah, I was just looking up to see some of his.
You know, one of the good ones was The Odd Couple.
That's, Amen.
Yeah,
he did the playwright for The Odd Couple.
Good.
I'm trying
it
to see which one I went to Broadway to see. There was one with Marsha. What's her name? Marsha Mason.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
He was married to her.
Yeah,
Marsha.
Yeah. So Neil Simon.
Now, who are the people who originally played The Odd Couple? You know that
the original
on
original?
The TV or on the Broadway?
Well, I don't care either one.
They
also made a movie about it, too. So it's movies, plays.
Well, I knew about the TV series, The Odd Couple.
Who was that?
Right. So what's the question, Michael?
I'm bad. I know who they are. I know the faces,
win?
But I'm bad with the names.
What do I win?
I'll give you a hint. Ready?
Yes.
Do you hear the hint?
Are we talking about the TV or the Broadway show?
It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a joke. He's a comedian.
Yeah,
the
he
famous
was.
Comedian.
I just can't think of. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank, but I know.
You're talking
I
about
mean,
Jack
I can
Klugman?
Imagine him.
What?
Yes,
Jack Klugman.
Yes,
Jack
that
Klugman.
Was one.
That was
Tony
one.
Randall.
Tony Randall. Yep.
Tony Randall. That, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
I knew Tony Randall.
One yeah. guy played the newspaper guy.
Tony Randall Tony Randall
the
was the dignified one.
But he always he was always whining.
Klugman
was the messy guy who
yeah,
always.
Exactly.
He was the newspaper guy.
Yep.
He was the newspaper sports writer.
Right. But on Broadway, I don't know.
I don't know who did it on Broadway.
people are listening, they don't know what we're talking about now.
We're talking about The Odd Couple by Neil Simon, who died.
Wasn't that the music?
Yes, that was it.
Yep. I think Chris is looking for it. I can always tell. He's looking on YouTube.
You know, I want to tell you something, folks. This is very important. This show
is meant to be, I tried to make it be from the first time
I ever started this show. It's supposed to be entertaining, which we hope you're entertaining.
There it is. You're good, Chris.
It's acting pretty well.
Very good, man. Got an A.
I know. It's not what we grew up with.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris. Love it.
So as I started to say, this show is meant to be entertaining, which we hope we're doing that to you. Supposed to be fun.
Informative.
Informative.
Educational.
Educational. And lately we just added another one.
That's right.
Which is very important to Lynn and myself.
Employment.
And that is employment, helping you get jobs.
Proponents of employment.
Right, helping you get jobs. Those folks in North Carolina, you know,
okay.
them, in Industries of the Blind, they're in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. So
they're waiting for you. The jobs are there for you. And as Kevin called in, telling about his job, how they paid him and so forth and so on, they still need more people.
Right. That's part of
Industries
our mission.
Of the Blind.
To help you get jobs.
They need you. You need them. Call them.
I just gave a job from Lighthouse.
Yep. Yep. So because we couldn't get the other name of the actor that played, we have our good friend.
Somebody called Alexa?
No, they didn't call Alexa. He just know the name. Let's go back. Our friend Jim for Kissimmee. He got all
Jim.
The information tonight. Come on, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Come on, Jim. In.
I think one was Walter Matthau. I know he played.
You're right. That's another one. That was another Walter Matthau.
I can't think of the other one.
Oh.
Walter Matthau. You're right.
I guess I could look it up.
I know Walter Matthau, but the other guy is...
I just thought of it. Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Those are the original two.
That movie is too much.
That was the movie. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Yep. Yeah. You guys got to turn it on and listen to it.
It was great. It was great.
Both of them, the TV version and the movie version. Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much,
Thanks, Jim.
Another baby boomer.
That's right.
There you go.
You know,
bye, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know,
Bye-bye.
My brother, God bless my brother, he always says, how come you watch television you can't see? Pardon me. And I say, you know what? I love television. I love to listen.
Oh, yeah.
And for those folks who don't watch television, again, I'm saying watching television, I'm blind, I can't see it. But I still listen.
Yep.
That's like, I said to my brother, and he still don't get it. I'm blind now, what, 9 years, going on 10 years? Mm-hmm.
8 years.
No, it's
2009.
A lot of part of
09. 9 is 18.
So it's... Yep. it's
9 years.
Nine years. In 9 years, my brother still don't get it. I'll say to my brother, I can't wait to see you. He says, even when you see me, you can't see me.
Well, they just need to get older.
I said, you know what? Barry. That's his name. I said, you know what? I love you. That's just an expression.
Wait, Sherry.
And
what?
All people say that.
You know,
I can't wait to see you.
That what? Michael is annoying, right? I'm interrupting Michael. Well, his brother's annoying, too. It's just like a golder
thing.
It's
just a family
it's
thing.
It's a family thing.
It's a family affair.
Yeah.
Going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
All right.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? I got a solution for you. Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in anywhere using our iOS or Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, you can call us at 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Or you can visit our website at www.goabode.com/VNB. That is www.goabode.com/VNB. Be safe, be secure, abode.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com. Click on What is an APS? Then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Wrapping it up. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. It's been a pleasure with you today. I hope you like listening to Sherry Brun. Sherry,
yes.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. And I want to announce quickly our chapter meeting for the National Federation of the Blind of Central Florida will be the third Saturday in September is next, right?
Yes.
Third Saturday
Labor Day weekend.
In September from 11 to 1 at Lighthouse Central Florida on New Hampshire.
I'm going to say, you folks out there, wherever you are, if you want to say something about your organization, that's who write to us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You got something to say about your organization? You want a PSA? You want Linda to read it? You want something to do? Hey, no problem. We'll do it for you.
Okay.
We're here for you.
And I just wanted to say that we did not have time to play Bill McCann's audio of his dream about driving a
Google
car.
We'll play it next week.
So we will play it when Gary's here. That'll be fun. And next Sunday, hard to believe, guys, it's Labor Day weekend.
Crazy.
Wow. So Gary's going to be sitting here in the hot seat on Labor Day weekend with us. And that's it. We're looking forward to a nice show next
week. I want to thank you for today.
I got one more for you.
That's Chris.
What? Uh-oh. Okay.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. My bad. That's the wrong one. I got it. I'm going to get it right.
There we go. Can you play that out to them?
I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
Now the reason I'm playing that one, the Queen of Soul did that theme song for that TV show.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
That was a good show.
Did not know that, Chris.
I did not know that.
You're talking about The Odd Couple?
No, a different world.
Oh, I was going to say world. Odd Couple.
I didn't know that.
That's the last one that I had for you.
Okay.
Different world. Okay. Well, see you guys next week, Chris and Michael.
Sherry. No, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Oh, yeah, see you tomorrow. They don't understand that joke, but we'll see you tomorrow.
It's a pleasure.
Yep.
God bless
you. Thanks a lot, Sherry Brown. And
thank you so much.
Thank you to Hans-Jürgen Weiberg for calling in from Denmark, and thank you for Savannah Casey for calling in this
And if you listen, hour. If you miss any part of this show, you want to listen to the whole show in its entirety, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And I wanted to tell everybody, if you like Savannah's music, just check out Friday Night Lights, her CD. It's for sale on Amazon and all those good things.
Stay well. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
God bless you all.